I know my parents love me. Stand behind me, come what may. I know now that I'm ready, because I finally heard them say it's a different world from where you come from.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to decide what to wear.
Must you decide all over my bed?
Well, my bed's too high.
I guess you might as well go on. You're already using my side of the closet.
You know, if we lived in Japan, this would never happen.
What?
In psych class, we've been learning about body buffer zones. And in Japan, two families could share a room this size and never complain.
That's because they don't have Denise dumping her kimonos all over their futons.
No, it's because they've learned to live with less personal space. Do you know, in Finland, entire neighborhoods shower together, and in France, men and women share the same restrooms.
They do, Maggie. We've been doing the same thing in Brooklyn for years.
Well, all I'm saying is that all over the world, people share their space, but in America, we're these space guzzlers. I, for one, am going to stop being a space guzzler.
Good. Then Denise can use your closet space.
It's not that kind of space. This kind of space.
Maggie, what are you doing?
I'm showing you it's okay to share your body buffer zone.
Gee, great, Maggie. Well, gotta go.
Maggie? Girls, no need to dance with yourselves any longer. There's a guy downstairs. He wants to drive Denise to class.
Well, I will go take up less space somewhere else.
Oh, it's Kent Riley III. One would have been enough.
Don't worry about it. I'll take care of this.
Hello, Kent! She transferred! Bye!
Thanks, Jaleesa.
Oh, he seems kind of cute.
Yeah, well, the guys around here are so immature. All they care about is what you look like.
And how quickly they can see more of it.
Okay.
Well, Denise, it was a date. I haven't gone out in, 2 years.
2 years?
6 years, if you count my marriage.
I know how you feel.
Oh, I am scared of you girls.
You going to class like that?
Well, do I have to dress for geology?
Well, not for geology, for Professor Gum's replacement.
Byron Walcott.
He's cute, he's single, and he has his own teeth.
How can you resist?
Well, I don't care what he looks like, it's still 50 minutes of rocks.
Hello, I'm Professor Byron Walcott. As you all know, Professor Gum had an unfortunate accident in Yellowstone. So remember, if you're on a field trip, there's really no such thing as an inactive geyser. I'm glad to see all you budding rock hounds. So tell me, what brings you to Geology 119?
Well, I've always felt that science was so unladylike, all those beakers and old bones. Then I heard about your class and I felt, well, maybe a woman's silly resistance could be broken down by a truly powerful man.
How about you?
Oh, well, I always liked to collect rocks as a kid, so now I have the opportunity to enjoy them as an adult.
By any chance, are you here to fulfill your science requirement?
Well, yeah.
So you think geology's pretty boring, don't you?
I didn't say that.
Well, that's all right, because I'm here to change all that. By the end of this course, you will know stalactites, stalagmites, glaciers, oceans, volcanoes, just as well as you know the furniture in your own living room.
Oh, well, I have to tell you, I've gone to the Grand Canyon every summer with my family, and I would have much preferred to stay in my own living room.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever taken a paper airplane and thrown it over the edge?
No. My dad did. It was a long way down.
Well, if you follow that paper airplane on its flight, you can read the entire history of the Earth, everything that's ever happened to this planet in those rocks.
Wow, I never looked at it like that.
All you need is the knowledge and a little imagination. Of course, to some people, it'll never be anything more than just a long way down.
Hi, Dwayne Wayne.
Mr. Wayne, I don't seem to have you down here, and as you can see, there are no more seats.
But that's okay. I don't mind standing. The view from here is beautiful.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but this section is closed.
Closed? But I already dropped my women's studies class for this.
Sorry.
Hi.
Hi. Fossils, nature's hieroglyphs. Is this to help you sleep?
Ew, I just never realized how interesting geology could be.
Oh, he's that cute, huh?
That is not the point, okay? It is really interesting. Take the Grand Canyon, for example. Did you know, with a little imagination, a little knowledge, that you can see the entire history of the Earth in the flight paper airplane?
Denise, you hate the Grand Canyon. You said that those were the worst family vacations you ever had.
Jaleesa, that was because Professor Walcott was not there. I mean, the way the man teaches, he makes you feel like you're the only person in the room. He looks at you and you just want to learn more.
I know what you mean. Professor Schmidt did that to me with statistics. He unlocked the mysteries of standard deviation.
Right, Maggie.
The motion to adjourn last week's dorm meeting was made by Maggie Lawton. The motion was passed and the meeting came to an end at 8:17.
Thank you, Whitley. Okay, Jaleesa, what's next?
New business. Ladies, we are now faced with the exciting task of picking this month's movie.
Oh, I'd vote for something romantic. Like the one starring the Morris Dudley and Mary Tyler, where she pulls a few strings to get her daughter to dance in the Nutcracker, and afterwards the poor thing dies of leukemia in the subway.
I agree, Whitley. Having something like Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Why, Denise, apparently someone has journeyed to the center of your heart.
Well, you've got to admit Professor Walcott is cute.
Cute? The man is fine.
I wouldn't go that far. He's got a great smile, and I like the suit.
I'm sorry, but it's what's in the suit.
Eva, I can't believe you. Professor Walcott is a brilliant scientist and geologist, and all you can say is he's fine and I like his suit?
Well, I think it's a nice suit.
Sounds like some of you are taking Professor Walcott's class for the wrong reasons.
They are not only taking it, they are wearing high-heeled shoes to it at 9 a.m.
You know, just because he is a terrific guy, does that mean that he's not a great teacher?
See, I told you he was fine.
I understand you have eyes, and this man is attractive. But do you want to get this worked up over a man that can give you a grade?
That depends on what he's grading. Or whether he's marking on the curve.
Curve or no curve? Whitley, Professor Walcott is one of the toughest teachers at Hillman. Have any of you taken a close look at his syllabus?
No, but we'd certainly like to.
Don't know much about history. Don't Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Doing?
I'm trying to reduce my body buffer zone. You know, the personal space around my body.
Well, it appears as though you're reducing mine.
Well, that's the point. You see, I think that we all need to share our space in this world. For example, does this make you feel uncomfortable?
Please don't take this personally, but yes.
Maggie. But this doesn't, right?
Professor Wolcott.
You're Professor Wolcott? Nice suit!
Bye. That's my roommate. She's very intense about her studies.
I'm sure.
I found this rock, by the pond. I was gonna come look it up, but maybe you could, help me out.
Well, judging from its texture, color, and weight, I'd have to say that this is cement.
It is. Well, you wouldn't want this for your rock collection.
No, I'd kind of like to have it.
You would?
Yes, it'll remind me of the moment when a bored student became a rock hound.
You mean cement hound.
You know, the first piece of rock I ever picked up, I identified it as limestone. It was actually sandstone. It's a geology joke.
It's funny. You must have some rock collection.
Well, actually, they're in storage until I find a bigger place.
Oh, that's right. You just moved from California. I'm from New York myself. Have you ever been there?
No, not
yet. Oh, well, you've got to come up sometime. It's really great. I'd love to show you around. I mean, my parents and I would love to show you around. They love visitors.
Did you know that the island of Manhattan is one large chunk of solid granite?
Oh, I live in Brooklyn, but we could take the subway to Manhattan. It cuts right through that granite.
Can I speak to Professor Wolcott for a moment?
Oh, sure, Stevie. See you in class, Professor.
Ms. Rollin?
You know you are a very attractive man.
Thank you.
And I have a house full of impressionable girls who are taking your class for reasons other than their love of geology.
No matter. I've managed to capture their imagination.
You've managed to capture a great deal more than that.
I'm here to teach, not to titillate. And you obviously can't tell the difference.
Professor Wolcott, I know you...
Ms. Rollin, you hardly know me. And frankly, I'd like to keep it that way.
Ooh, Byron, you old dog. Denise, Maggie. Whitley. Just who I was looking for.
Dwayne, how nice to see you. Do shut the door on your way out.
Ooh, you hurt me. You hurt me. But do you know what hurts me even more? Seeing high-heeled women such as yourself under the thumb of a man who is lying to you. That hurts me.
Surely you're not referring to Professor Wolcott.
Byron? That's right. The man has got another woman on his string. He's dogging all of you.
Well, I can assure you that my interest in Professor Wolcott is purely academic. Who was the Jezebel?
The wrong director, Stevie Rollin. I saw them getting on each other's cases in the library.
And when they touched, ooh, fire.
Denise, forget about him. The man is no good for you.
What are you talking about?
Wayne, I think this requires a woman's touch. Denise, Professor Byron Walcott is seeing Stevie Rollins.
What?
They had a lover's quarrel in the library.
That's right.
Apparently, they are quite a passionate couple.
It's the truth.
And as I understand it, he accused her of toying with his affections.
Well,
and the upshot of it was she hauled off and slapped him.
Slapped him?
Would I lie? You could hear it clear across the room. Bye-bye, Denise. I'll see you in geology bright and early in the morning.
Denise, can't you see the hand of fate drawing us closer? This was meant to be.
Dwayne.
Maybe not now.
He has my cement.
So, we've seen how great forces can squeeze humble carbons into precious diamonds, a glittering tribute to beauty and love through the ages. Yes?
I just think it's wonderful that there's a course that acknowledges an indispensable natural resource. Gems.
I don't know if I agree with your priorities, but thank you. Now, who can tell us the common name for crystalline aluminum oxide? Denise?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
The common name for crystalline aluminum oxide?
I didn't do the reading.
I see. Well, that's about it for today. Denise, may I speak to you for a moment? Is there anything I can help you with?
Not anymore.
Well, I just wanted to know, because I know you've taken on a difficult course, and I'd like to see you do well in it. You got off to a great start.
Yeah, well, I think it was a wrong start.
Oh?
Yeah, remember when you were talking about fool's gold?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's like that. You know, I thought I saw something precious that I could have, and it wasn't what I thought it was.
What are you talking about?
You! I'm talking about you!
Oh, but you didn't think that I...
Yes, I did. I did, but I don't anymore, but... God, I feel like a fool.
You shouldn't. Fool's gold is what you find when you're panning for the real thing.
Thanks.
Denise, can I keep the cement?
Sure. Oh, by the way, the answer's rubies. Boom, 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 boom. Now, we're transforming into the Starfleet jumper! Woo! Now we're transforming into tired and dizzy. Hello? Professor Walcott, right. Who is this? Professor Walcott! It's really you. Hi, it's Denise. I'm babysitting. Oh, you wanted to come over and see Stevie. I don't know. She should be home soon. In fact, she told me to tell anyone who wanted to come over, she would be home soon and just to come now. You will? Great. Bye.
I just got a gallon of marshmallow almond crunch, some Jiffy Pop, and a TV guide. Tonight is ugly night. I just kick off my shoes, watch some Miami Vice, and get fat.
I'll get the food.
Okay.
Stevie, you can't do that. Not tonight.
Why not?
Because you have a guest coming. It's a man.
So is Philip Michael Thomas, but he doesn't care whether my shoes are on or off.
He's on his way over here.
Home.
Right now.
Home.
Byron Walcott.
He's coming here to see you?
No, to see you.
I don't want to see him.
Yeah, I told him you did.
Why?
Because he was fool's gold to me, but he could be real gold to you.
Could you explain that to me? I flunked geology.
Look, you get the door, put the groceries away.
Sorry to disturb you so late, but Denise said this would be a good time to drop by.
Oh, I'm sorry, but my son is sleeping now.
Mommy, Mommy, Denise said we could eat the ice cream in her room.
He has insomnia.
Hi, Professor. You'll excuse me, I have a hot date with JT tonight.
Denise, you don't have to do this.
Oh, sure I do. I love marshmallow almond crunch.
Me too.
Okay.
Good night.
Maybe this isn't such a good time.
Oh, no. I have a sitter.